Welcome to the Compass Church podcast and thanks for tuning in. We hope that you enjoy the message that you're about to hear.
Yo, good morning, church. I hope we're up and about. Sun's out, guns out, we know the rules. All right. Well, what a cracking morning we've had already. It has been so fantastic. But I have the privilege right now to introduce myself, and Fraser will be preaching this morning. Yes, very exciting. So, to kick us off, to absolutely get you in the right place, I'm going to invite Fraser. This is a mighty man, awesome man. So please give your attention.
Thanks, mate. Well, I was just, when I saw they were playing the Cuff Girl, I was just thinking we had so many amazing leaders in this church. And then I saw Michael cheat, so I don't really know what to do about that. And he said, oh, luckily there's no one filming. I saw Nat filming right there, so the Compass Church Board will review it and we'll see what his sanction will be. And yeah, he'll get punished, I'm sure, for that, because that's just unacceptable. No, in all seriousness, we do have so many great leaders of the church, and we've got the great youth team head up by Katie and Eldon. We're just so fortunate to have them alongside the other youth leaders such as Jade, Claudia, and John over there, and Lauren. Like, how could I forget Lauren? She's like the enthusiasm person. Anyway, before I start, I just want to pray. So yeah, if you could all bow your heads and close your eyes with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you for the great opportunity we have. I just want to thank you that Phil and the church gave us the opportunity to speak and let the youth take over. And yeah, just shine a bit of light into the church and just a bit of enthusiasm and show the old fossils what we can do. Just come and enjoy, and that we come here and leave this place differently, and that they get something out of this. And even though we're young, we have got a lot of good stuff in us, and that we can share a lot of light in the world, Lord. So yeah, in your name I pray, amen. All right. This is very small. I think Elder must have been using it before. So. There we go. That's right, the big dog's here. Yep. It's awesome being bigger than you, youth lead, I can tell you that. Anyway, but I'm not talking about that. I'm going to be talking about prophecies today, and I'm going to be talking about the first time God gave me a prophecy and a glimpse into my future when I was in year five. I was a very shy, nervous kid, and then, and God gave me a word for my future, and that was leadership. And at the time, I thought it was pretty cool, but I didn't really, kind of ignored it, kind of pushed it aside, because I was like, oh, that's probably not for me, I'm a pretty shy kid. And then, the first time anyone actually spoke that into my life was Eldon at youth, and at the time, I was like, oh, that's really cool, that's, like, awesome, but at the same time, I was like, Eldon, you clearly don't know me very well, because I'll give you a bit of context. Year five, or from primary school to year five, I was a very shy kid. Always used to sit at the back of the classroom, never raised my hand. And one of the best things I was good at is avoiding eye contact with the teacher. So, for example, teacher was, reading, or can we have like a volunteer? I'll just look at the grad, or not the grad, but the table. And I'd pretend I'd be really interested in the book, and half the time I wouldn't be looking at anything. But it was a very good personal trait of mine, and I still hold it today, which is good sometimes, but not always. So I was a very shy kid, and I didn't like to talk at all. Anyway, fast forward 12 months later, and I'm in year six, so you can imagine, top of the primary school, we get the oval, we're the big dogs of the school, which is pretty cool, because, I've been waiting, I waited 7 years to get that, and then... Yeah, when I was there, it was pretty cool. And with great power came great responsibility. And in year six, leadership opportunities were open. And I thought, oh, that's pretty scary. I'm not doing that. Like, stuff that. But everyone had to do it. So everyone had to stand up and perform their speech. So in times of crisis, who do you go to? Your mum. And that's exactly who I went to, because I had no idea what I was going to do. So I went to mum. And like a good mum she is, she practically wrote my speech for me. I was purposely bad at when I was like trying to write my speech, I would just keep making mistakes, because then I know she would fix them up for me, and then she would write it for me. So I was very good at that, and I went out there, performed my speech. I was nervous as a kitten, but That's all right. And I actually got school captain. So, don't applause. I was scared. Like, everyone was congratulating me. I was like, oh, what have I got myself into? So, when I was school captain, you have to, obviously do a bit of public speaking. So I got slowly better at that. I was still so nervous and everything, but that's all right. And then fast forward another 3 years, and I've been captain of my football team for 3 years in a row. And, of course, that's another opportunity to enhance my leadership. And then, I guess I can stand here today that if you told me 5 years ago I'd be standing up here preaching to a church, I would say, that ain't for me, because my reaction would ain't priceless if you said that, because I would not be ready to take that, big leap, that big step. So I guess I'm a witness and can confidently say that God actually can give you a glimpse into your future, and he did for me. And, I've got no doubt that if it wasn't for God giving you a word, one day, I don't know when it was, but giving you a glimpse into your future, that you wouldn't be sitting here right now. And I bet, there would be people here that if it wasn't for God, they wouldn't be sitting in this church right now. So it's amazing how it all pans out, and that the reality is God is a powerful God, and he has a whole plan, he's got a whole plan mapped out for us. And that it says in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, "For I know I have the plans for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." And I thought that's pretty amazing, since you don't actually need to worry. You don't need to actually fear. God's actually got all in control, and God's way is much better than the way I've got it all planned out. And as a kid, I just wasted so much energy and time stressing about the little things, and most of the time those things wouldn't even occur. I know, for example, I'll give you an example. Think of the top of your head phrase. For example, before footy game, I'd be so nervous because I was a small kid. I'd get knocked around a little bit, and I'd just be so nervous, and I didn't know what to do with myself. And then I wouldn't know what to do, but then I just, I'd pray to God, and then obviously I'd go out, and none of the stuff I thought that would happen, like getting knocked out, would ever happen. But we just work it up in our minds, and we think it's going to happen, but it actually never does. Which is pretty amazing. And it didn't mean that because God gave me a glimpse into my future, I knew all the answers. It didn't mean because I got baptized how many years ago, I wouldn't make mistakes. I wouldn't face storms. It just meant that I could do life and go into my storms and go into war with God standing by my side. And that's amazing, because if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be here. I've got no doubt. And also, when you go to God, it's just you just get a real sense or feel that you're actually loved, that you're actually welcomed into the church and to his presence. And I just really, really want to encourage you, if you've had a word preached over your life today or whenever it was in the past, don't ignore it. Don't push it aside like I did. Delve deep into it. Ask questions. Ask God. Don't be scared or fear what God has in store for you. And just sort of just embrace it at the end of the day. So I might be a young kid. I just turned 17. But I've just came a long way. And that's because of God. And I testify all to God, because if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be up here right now. So with that in mind, I'm just going to close in prayer. So if everyone could bow their heads and close their eyes. Dear Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you for the amazing opportunity I've had today to speak to the church. I just want to thank you that you've put so many things in place before I had no idea of, and that I'm just here right now, Lord. And that we've got an amazing youth team led by Katie and Eldon, and that we're just so fortunate to have the opportunity to speak in front of people. And that, Lord, when we go into our daily lives and we're facing our storms, that we don't have to do it without you. When we fall down, we can grab onto you and you'll pull us up. And I'd rather be in a storm with you, Lord, than be on a boat without you, Lord, because I know for one that you're just so powerful and you understand us and you know where to put the power, and that we're just so fortunate to live the lives we are, and we're so fortunate to come here for free and just, be in your presence. So with that in mind, I just want to end with that. So, in your name I pray, amen. Awesome. Now to Eldon.
Awesome.
Thank you, Fraser. Let's put our hands together for him again, hey?
I don't need to preach after that. Can I encourage you guys? When Fraser was talking about this even last night, it got something going in my spirit as well. I'm only here today because of a prophecy as well over my life. God spoke to me about something somebody prophesied. And it's actually funny, and we've got some amazing friends here from Adelaide, and they were majorly instrumental in getting us here. So how crazy, hey? God's so good, and he knows. He goes before you. He will send people along the path to encourage you along the way as well. But even as I was preparing, and even this morning in worship, and I encourage you guys in worship, if you're like me and your mind races a million miles an hour, pray. And I was like, God, give me words. Give me words to somebody. And he does. He does, church. And even when I was standing there, and you know what? There could be one word. Like, Tutu, word for you, mate, is new beginnings. New beginnings are coming. So take that. Michael, I saw three vessels pouring into one and it overflowing out. So you know what, church? I encourage you guys, if you have words for people during worship, I hope I have permission, you can go up to somebody and encourage them. You can give them those words, test it against the word of God. But I encourage you guys that it's not something weird. Paul says, I desire that you would all prophesy. It's not just for leadership, it's for everybody. We can all hear from God, and we can all uplift one another, and we can all prophesy into the future. Is that cool, church? Awesome. When we've got young men like that and young team like this, this church is going places. God's kingdom's growing, hey? Awesome. Amen. Get up and about this morning. Now, you know what? Phrase, I love you, mate, but I am short. There we go. That's fun-sized. Well, good morning, church. If you don't know who I am, my name is Eldon, and along with my wonderful wife, we do run the youth group here at Compass, and they are amazing, and we do have a very great youth group, and we love them a lot. And as Frey said as well, I just want to thank Phil and the board for believing in this ministry, for trusting us to take over a Sunday. There's not many churches that would do that, so can you put your hands together for those guys as well? I love it, and I thank them for it. And I thank our amazing team as well. We couldn't do any of it without them. They sacrifice so much, and they put in so, so much time, so much energy, and they never want anything in return. It's just to give out. They don't want anything in return. So I thank them from the bottom of all of our hearts. We just love them so much. So encourage them. If you see them around, thank them. Just say thank you for looking after the next generation, this generation. So awesome. Now, this is a youth service. We are youth. I know I'm as tall as the youth. I can assure you I'm at least 2 years more mature than them. But we're going to run this like a youth service. So what I need from you is enthusiasm. I need something back. I need some oomph, all right? So you are allowed to throw stuff at me. You're allowed to talk back to me. That's not for me. It's for me to know, hey, you're engaged. You're with me. You're there. You're not asleep. Because that happens. And it is the morning, and you did lose an hour's sleep. So I'm aware. If you want to throw, yeah, you can. I'll give you full permission. The other thing we do at youth is we take notes. So you have full permission to have your phones out. If I see Instagram, snap me like this. All right, no, that's a joke, guys. But you're allowed to have your phones out. Because like we say to youth, it's hard to remember all of a message. Hey? So you're allowed to take notes. If you don't, write down the scriptures from what we talk about today and do your own devotion. See what God tells you about it, hey? All right, we together? Yeah. Awesome. So if you don't know as well, myself and my wife, well, not me, but my wife has had a baby in the last few months, little Noah. Yes, very exciting. You will see him here. He's never with us. So if you see the random baby that everybody's holding, that's Noah. He's 5 months old now, and he got given a lot of little presents, and thank you all for that, and some noisy ones too, which I also thank you for. It's great, and I pray that anybody who hasn't had a child that gave us those noisy presents, I've got some crackers for you. Thank you for the elephant that talks to me at 2 a.m. Now, I realised something from that is I have the power. He got given this little dog, and it is amazing, and it does woof and all the rest of it, but I realised I had the power in that moment I kind of could mess him up. I saw that little dog and I said to Katie, I'm like, oi, I could teach him that a cow goes meow. A dog goes cluck, cluck. I was like, I have the power for that. It was really weird. Of course, cows go moo and dogs go woof, woof. Okay? Yeah? With me? Now, in the same way we expect a chicken to cluck and a cow to moo, as children of God, what sound comes out of you? So this has got me thinking, and this has led me to my message title this morning. Now, you've got to write this down. It's going to help you. It's going to help you remember this. Are you ready with your notepads? Yes? All right. I need some crowd participation this morning as well. All right, this section's here. Can you all say cluck, cluck?
Cluck, cluck.
No, no, no. It's youth service. Come on. Cluck, cluck.
Cluck, cluck.
Oh, I like that. This section here, moo.
Moo.
Oh, come on, gusto. Moo.
Moo.
Yes.
Moo.
I like it. All right, this is the title of my message. If a chicken goes and a cow goes, what sound comes out of you? Yes. This is the title of my message. So let's pray, hey? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning, and we pray that all these words that are shared, Father, that they would come from you. Holy Spirit, that you would bring power, you bring authority, and Lord, if these are from you, then they would sink deep into our spirits, deep into our minds. And Father, that you would anoint them and that you would just do what only you can do this morning. In your precious name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So first off, who are we? We are citizens of heaven. We are children of God. And we are ambassadors of Christ. That's who we are. So what does that mean? This means that what comes out of us should be heavenly language, Christ-like words, words to build, and kingdom language. That's what should come out of us. And what is the language of heaven? What is kingdom language? The best example, best person we can turn to is Jesus himself. Sent from heaven, God in flesh, as an example to us. So we have to look at Jesus. When we read about Jesus' life, he spoke in faith. Our language should be faith-filled, speaking things that aren't as if they were. That's our language. That's what should be coming out of us. And I love if we look at Jesus' life, we see it in action all the time. All the time. And it's not to say that we don't acknowledge reality, but it's not settling for less than God's best. And I'll say that again. It's not saying we don't acknowledge reality, but it's not settling for less than God's best. We look at Jesus, and there's many examples. When Lazarus dies, Jesus didn't ignore it. He didn't come in as a happy clapper going, oh, everybody, just, I'm here. Like, he still wept. He still felt the emotions of the situation. But he was faith-filled. He spoke faith. He spoke life into that situation. Reality was there. He didn't ignore it. But he was faith-filled. He spoke faith into those situations. When the centurion, he spoke faith. When we hear about his servant and he comes to Jesus, do you know what Jesus said about his faith? It amazed. It marveled Jesus. Him speaking faith, going, oh God, you know what? Actually, Jesus, you can do it. You don't even have to come in flesh. He's like, your word is authority enough. So can I encourage you that by speaking out faith, bold faith, courageous faith, that gets the attention of heaven, hey?
Yeah.
And I encourage you, if you want to hear more on faith, then Phil has been preaching some cracking messages on faith. And I encourage you guys to go back to the podcasts. They're fantastic. There's a lot of great teaching in there. So I encourage you guys, if you want to hear more on this, or if this is stirring in your spirit, I encourage you guys, jump on the podcast. Now, we know that the words that we speak, the things that we share, have tremendous power. And we know that from Scripture. We know Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat its fruit therefore. So let's look at the good stuff. Let's look at the life. And then we'll get into the other side of the coin, the death part. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Choosing to speak uplifting words isn't always easy, nor does it always make you feel happy or positive. But speaking faith and life and words that build, lift, encourage, that is a choice. And it is a daily habit and a muscle we need to build. Like anything else, it is a daily habit to choose. We choose everything else. We choose our clothes we put on in the morning. We choose which way we go to work. All the rest of it. Everything is a choice. So we need to choose intentionally to speak words of life every day. It is a choice. And you might be thinking, can other people speak positive words and building words? Sure, absolutely. All people can be positive. All people can be, yep, great. There's great podcasts out there for that. But we have something different. We have the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Holy Spirit lives in us. And that gives us something different. That gives us more than positivity. We have power. We have power in our words because it's not just a positive thing we're saying. Backed up is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in us. We have the heavenly authority when we talk, when we chat to people. We have all of that behind us. When I got a revelation of this, that's what's in my spirit, is I feel like you guys need to know that. That you're not walking into situations on your own. You're not saying it from your accord. You've got to realize the power that you have. You have Holy Spirit, the creator of the universe. Creator of all things living in you. Do you speak with that authority? Do you speak with that power? And I encourage you, the people that are, well done. Good on you. Because there are some mega faith people in this place here. And I encourage you guys, keep going. Difference between anybody else being positive when they speak faith is we have Holy Spirit. We have insight. And we have the power to declare His plans, His purpose, and His promises. And remember as well, this doesn't have to be weird. Doesn't have to be weird. We all know somebody weird. A weird Christian. Do we all know a weird Christian? If you don't, ask your neighbor. They'll tell you. And if you don't know one, it might be you. We all know. If you don't need to feel better, you can sit next to me on a Sunday. We don't have to make it Christianese. The reason we can use these words and we share certain words in this place is because we share a common language. We understand each other because we share a common faith. So we can talk like this in this place. You might not be able to use these words in your workplace, with your family, with your kids. You might not be able to use and word it like we are here, but that's where God gives you wisdom. Hey, is you know the people around you. You know how they'll take stuff, different cultures, different demographics. I'm a tradie. I can't talk like this to my tradie mates. They just won't understand. So that's up to you. And that's up to God to give you wisdom, hey? How you navigate those situations, how you speak words of life and faith into situations. Now, I am a tradie and I have the job, the luxurious life of a blind fitter. Yes, it is sexy. Thank you. Now, I am a tradie. Don't ask me to fix anything. So I have the luxury, the privilege of going into lots of homes during the week and chatting to so many people. And for ages, I was just getting the job done. And I don't know what it is about being in the privacy of people's homes. They feel like they can just start chatting to you. And I'm like, don't. Please don't. I was just there. I want to do my job. I don't want to know about your cat. So people will start talking to me. And for ages, I was just like in and out. Just get this done. Catch you later. Thank you. Pay your bill. And then
it wasn't until God highlighted some stuff that I changed my perspective on things. And through God saying, there were some situations where people started to speak stuff, and I go, hey, wait a second, they're actually asking for my advice on this. They're asking, and there's some hurting people here. And it wasn't until I was praying, and it was just one of those, and God's like started highlighting that you can speak into this, Eldon. And it totally changed everything. And then I realized I wasn't there for the job, I was there for the people. Yeah? You might not be in the job you love. You might be in a place where you're like, God, this is tough, but you're there for a reason. I encourage you guys that God's not done with you in your workplace, in your family. If you haven't seen everything come to pass, you're not done yet. So I know there is so many people out there that are looking for somebody to be different, to speak words of life, to speak courage, to speak into situations. Now, I've had the privilege, I've prayed for people in their homes. And it's not easy, it's tough. I had one of our very close clients, her husband had a stroke and was in a very bad place. Now, when I entered that house, she was very, very tough, very hurt and just not in a great place. And she was angry. And I can tell you now, I wasn't like, woo, come on. I heard her out. I heard what she had to say. And I prayed. She must have thought I was really weird. I went to the toilet. And I'm like, help. And you can. You can pray that. Just help. Holy Spirit, help me. And you know what? I was able to go back out. And I chose to speak words of life into that situation when it didn't make sense. But that's faith. And as I was talking into that, do you know what? It flipped on its head. Somebody that felt hopeless and helpless started to go, you know what? Yeah, it will be okay. And I was wise in that moment. And do you know what that led to? It led to her saying, do you know what? I think, like, you're a person of faith, aren't you? I said, yeah. She said, can you pray for my husband? That's incredible. Yeah. I've got countless stories of that exact situation. Yeah. And you too have those moments. If you want to live an exciting life, live a life of faith. Yeah. If you're worried that you don't have stories, or you're like, I don't have a testimony, I don't have this, you can. Yeah. It takes a step. It takes some boldness. Yeah. It might be like phrase, oh, I'm not confident. Well, let God be your boldness. Yeah. Let him be your courage. It's a choice. Yeah. If you want an exciting life, step out. It wasn't until I changed my mindset. Now, I pray to Holy Spirit every morning before I go to work now. When I roll up to a client's driveway, I say, God, give me wisdom. 9 times out of 10, it might not need anything. Just have a chat. But I tell you what, in those few times that I do, I need Holy Spirit. Yeah. Yeah. My words won't be sufficient. Yeah. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my words be that go out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing which I sent it. Now, let me be clear as well. We are not saying we're people of blind faith, that everything is awesome. The Lego song, everything is awesome. You can sing that next week, Phil. Because we know that's not true. But we understand Holy Spirit will give us insight in those moments. And I please take that point home. Having faith-filled words, having courage, having boldness to speak into situations isn't always easy. It's not glamorous or even guarantees you friends. I love Smith Wigglesworth. Who knows Smith Wigglesworth? Old school British guy. He's a tradie, plumber turned evangelist, right up my alley. And he's a great man of faith. Like in his mid-50s till he went into ministry. Now he is incredible, helped spread like Pentecostals
churches worldwide. Incredible man, a major, major prophet in Australia as well. Now, he was incredible. But do you know, a lot of people in his time did not like him. And one of the major things that people always write about Smith Wigglesworth is they found his faith uncomfortable. Wasn't liked in his time. Your bold faith may attract people, or people may avoid you, but the legacy of your words will live on. We love Smith Wigglesworth now. He's gone, and all we hear is the good stuff. All we see is the cool words that he shared, and we live on this side of his faith statements. At the time, they were crazy. People went, that doesn't make sense, and they didn't like it. We live on this side of it. We love him. It's easy to love him. We tend to remember the good stuff of people when they're gone. Even the Israelites love their dead prophets. You hear the harsh words they shared. They love them when they're gone. All right. If a chicken goes... Oh. Guys, help me out. If a chicken goes... And a cow goes... What comes out of you? Now you have a choice to interact in the not-so-positive chats too. And this leads to gossip. And this leads to thinking unhealthy thoughts about somebody. Now, here's some words of wisdom from young whippersnapper Eldon via Bill Johnson. He hand passed them to me, and I was like, all right, Bill, I'll share them. So, Bill Johnson says, if a person sharing something, so somebody says something, okay, come with me now. If you're sharing with somebody and they're not a part of the solution, don't make them a part of the problem. So if you have an issue, do not go to somebody that is not going to be a part of the solution. You can't do that. You've got to pray. You've got to go to somebody that is actually going to help with it, hey? Otherwise, it's just gossip. And do you know what? It's also, that's where we need to pray. And I've made this a habit in my life of if somebody is under my skin, somebody is grinding my gears, I won't talk about them. I'll pray for them. Because that's powerful. Yeah. And that changes my heart towards them. Yeah. I'm forgiven, so I need to forgive others. Yeah. Does it change the situation? No, but I believe God's bigger than my issues. Yeah. And that's where we need to go to God and pray to him. And it's like God asked us to take our stuff to him, put it at the foot of the cross, and leave it there. We're very good at praying to God, going, God, these are my issues. We take it, plunk it at the foot of the cross. No, I'll take it. It's all right, God. You can't handle it. It's all right. It's all right. I got this. Sometimes we do that. Yeah. We've all done it. We all do it. But that's not prayer. Prayer is a transaction. Something takes place during prayer. He says, come, lay it down. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. That is prayer. We come, we give, we take away lightness, all right? If you don't have that, do you know what that is? That's complaining. If you leave prayer feeling the same way, not feeling light, you've complained. Phil, you can tidy this up later. But that is prayer. And I encourage you guys, pray for people if they annoy you. It's the best thing you can do. Changes your heart. Don't worry about what's happening with them. That will come. So we know our words are important. Matthew 12:36 says, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give an account for every careless word they speak. 1 Peter 3:10. How good are these? These just get me pepped up in the morning. For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Word of God is full of some great stuff, and it's full of some words that you go, okay, that's heavy. That's great. We up and about?
Yeah,
we're there. We're here. Let's look at a great example of a person who spoke bold faith, courageous faith. Now, if you have your Bibles, let's turn to Numbers 13. Old Testament now. Numbers 13. Bit of the context here. We've got Moses has sent out the spies, spy out the land. And they come back and they're giving their reports. Now we're picking it up from verse 30. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." That's courageous. It's courageous because the rest. Verse 31. But the men who had gone up with him said, "We can't attack those people. They're stronger than we are." And they spread amongst the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. So here we are, the 90% saying, "We can't do this. We can't do this at all." But Caleb was one of the guys that was like, "No, you know what? We got this." He understands his God. And you might be that. You might be in your workplace, you might be in your home, and you might be the 1%, the 10% that looks at a situation differently to everybody else. Everybody is saying, "That can't be done. Everybody can jump on that bandwagon." Yeah. Are you going to be that point of difference that says, "No, you know what? I can speak some faith into this. I see life in this. I know my God." Let's be those people. Amen? Absolutely. Mark 11:23, and I love that Cloud shared this. She had no idea what I was speaking on. Mark 11:23 says, "Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that which he says will come to pass, it will be done for him." I love that. And this biblical truth applies to ourselves and what we speak over our own lives. The scriptures show us and says, whatever we ask for in alignment with his will be done. So when we say things over our situation like, "I'm feeling rubbish, I'm so tired, I knew this would happen," they're classics, aren't they? Well, guess what? The Bible is telling us, whatever we say will be done. And that's in reverse, hey? When we give power to the enemy, when we start, that's declaration. Declaration is speaking things over our situations, hey? And we have the power. We've learned that the power is in the tongue. It's the words we share, the words we say, and that applies to our own lives. So I encourage you guys, you might need to flip a switch that says, "Do you know what? As much as this is what it looks like in my situation right now, I'm speaking health over myself. I'm speaking life into this situation. You know what? I might be tired, but God, thank you for my power. Thank you that this today is going to come from you." We have that power, church, to speak greatness over our lives. Do you know we have over 300 promises that we can declare over our lives? And if you have not seen them come in your life, well, guess what? Keep praying. They're not done. God's not done with you. He's got some great things, some great promises. If you're sick, declare God's health over you. I believe it, church. I've seen it. I want you to know it. That's why I'm passionate about this. I see this happening in my life, and you too can experience that too. God wants you. He's given them to you. He's already paid the price. He's saying, "These are yours for the taking." Declare them over your situation. Speak faith into your life. Because when we don't, that just gives the enemy a foot in the door in our lives. When we talk negativity over ourselves, when we speak out the unhealthy stuff, that is a foot in the door. What do you do when somebody has their foot in the door when you don't want them to be there? What do? You flip and stomp on their foot.
stomp on it, boot him in the face, slam the door shut. Yeah. Pray for a healing after the bang. When the devil's got a foothold in your life, pray for them. When the devil has got a foothold in your life, flip and boot him. Give him the kick. Clear out the house. Fill it with Jesus. Don't leave your house empty. You've got to fill it with Jesus. Can I encourage you guys? It's intentional choices. So like I said, this is where declaration comes in. When you speak things into the atmosphere, which are not as if it will be, speak some good stuff. Declare some good stuff in your life. I can tell you that doesn't mean it's easy. And even with my work situation, I'm still with the same people. When, if you ask any of my friends, they'll tell you at the start of even this year, I was like, oh, I can't wait to get out of my job. I can't wait. And I was just keen to move on to something different. And it wasn't until I had a revelation, because I was praying for this, and I had an idea of what this looked like. And I'm like, God, I'm not seeing it in my life. And I kept praying. And do you know what? God started to show me. He's like, well, I'm actually answering that, just not the way you're thinking it should be done. And it wasn't until I flipped that switch in my head and I realized, I was like, actually, you know what? God is answering my prayers. I just had to change the way I filtered it, because I've got my plans and I think my plans are pretty good. And when I present them to God, I'm like, so God, here's my 3-point plan and this is how I've mapped it out. It's going to be great. You can just bless it. It'll be great. God's like, I've got some other plans. And it wasn't until I changed my perspective and I started to speak some life into it. And I chose to speak faith, speak life, and go, God, do you know what? This is good. And I can tell you now, it has been absolutely blessed. What I had a picture of what God was going to do in my life, he has far exceeded it once I started speaking into it. Hey, what I thought was great and the plan that God had for me in business, I thought this is good. Well, God's already smashed it out of the water. But once I'd flipped the switch and said, hey, God, actually, you know what? This is what you're hands on. This is what you're blessing. So I encourage you guys. That might be in your world too. Start speaking some life, some faith into it. Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, I believe and so I spoke. We also believe and so we also speak. My point for you is believe it and speak it. If a chicken goes and a cow goes, what comes out of you? Now I'm going to close it. And like I said at the start, at every youth service, we want you to walk away with something. We want you to walk away with a challenge, walk away with a point, and walk away with a reflection. So if you're taking notes, the challenge this week is before you start your day to pray and to ask God for wisdom and how do you speak faith-filled words. And in those moments where you might find it easier to just get involved in a conversation and just go with the flow, my challenge to you this week is to be the difference, to be that 10%. To be the Caleb in a situation and to speak differently. It doesn't mean, like I said, it doesn't have to be Christianese or weird. Don't make it weird.
People already think Christians are weird. Be the difference. Say some great words, hey? But you have to pray. You have to pray. If you just do it, you're just being the positive. Yeah. It has to be backed by the heavenly host, the Holy Spirit. That's where power comes, hey? Our point this morning, your words matter. Use them wisely. Choose to speak words of faith. Believe it and speak it. And our reflection this morning is what comes out of you. That is a healthy thing to think on, because you might go, great things come out of me. I say great things. Well, well done. Absolutely well done. And keep going. We need heroes of faith like you. And if you're going, you know what? I'm not intentional in it. Well, ignorance is bliss. But once you know, then it's up to you to activate that and put that into action this week. So I encourage you guys, we have amazing opportunities in this place. I see so many bold, faithful people. I encourage you, this is where testimony comes in, hey. This is where it edifies the church and builds the church up, is when we, next week, will hear all the conversations that you'll have during the week. That you'll be like, oh my goodness, hey, I spoke into this situation and guess what? This has happened. And we don't take the credit and we don't take the blame. When God does something, it's not us. We're just the instruments used in that moment, hey? So let's not forget that. If something doesn't happen, if you speak into a situation and it doesn't come to pass, that's not your fault. It's not our job to know everything. It's our job to be obedient and faithful and do our bit. So I encourage you guys, I'm going to invite the band back up. And I'd love for us, in this song, We Speak Life. I encourage you guys that this is a great song to sing out the lyrics as well. If you haven't heard the song, read them on the screen. We Speak Life. And I want you guys to have a moment where we all reflect and we all can ask Holy Spirit to highlight some people in our lives. And I love the blessed cards. We can speak life into these situations. In some of our friends' worlds where there might not be that much. We are light. We are salt. We can speak and we can bring light and we can bring the difference. And I want you to pray to ask God, God, this week, send somebody across my path. And do you know what? When you're ready and when you are obedient, when you know, don't be surprised if God sends a situation across your path. It's up to you. But we're going to sing this now, and I just want you to take a moment. We can stand to our feet. And we're going to worship, and I pray that you guys will take this moment to ask God, Holy Spirit, highlight to me somebody or something I need to speak into. Speak words of faith. Thank you for being in church this morning.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.